Hello, good morning, good afternoon, and good evening, everybody in this beautiful blue marble. Everybody's ready to fire up getting their day started, I hope, or maybe they're ending the day. This is Ash Alley coming to you for another Daily Aspire call. Today I want to talk to you about charisma and what are some of the roadblocks that get in our way that really charisma is leadership. Charisma is the ability to attract others to do business with you or to do the things that you want them to do for a mutual benefit. So let's talk about some of the roadblocks that get in the way. Again, charisma is a trait or quality in our life which can be developed. It's not something you're always born with. It's like confidence. It's got to be developed. It's not reserved for those who are extroverts or enjoy just the outside of things in life. But the potential to be charismatic lies within each of us. But first, we must move some of the hindrances that get in our way in the charisma. So what are some of those obstructions? Well, number one, pride. A prideful person will have a tendency to look down on other people, feeling a sense of superiority. People will not follow or identify those people that are a little bit snobbish there. Personality, right? Who is conscious of status and position. So ego, let's get rid of that. Let's focus on building your self-esteem. That's a little bit different than pride. Number two, insecurity. Insecure people will not be willing to take risks. Okay, they prefer to remain comfortable and probably unexcitable. So you just leave them where they are. The third thing is moodiness. This is immature quality which is determined by the personal's relationships. Moody people are fickle and thus people who cannot be dependent upon. Confidence is never built in a person who is subject to moodiness. So you've got to stay positive is another key thing. Because sometimes you're too moody, and I don't think you should be positive 100% of the time. Nobody is. The third thing that's important that gets in our way of being charismatic leadership is perfectionism. If you're trying to be overly perfectional at everything, it's going to be very difficult. It's observed obsessive need for being perfect at everything that they do. Its stiffness creates freedom, lack of freedom rather, and it turns people away. Perfectionists can rarely affirm themselves. Therefore, it's very difficult for them to affirm others. The fifth thing, oversensitivity. Oversensitivity people are constantly licking their wounds. They lack, the key thing is building a big organization for themselves. Naturally, these are people who don't want to flock to those people. You can't be oversensitive on things. Just let it slide. Don't let it get to you. The other key thing is negativism. You know, sometimes we look at this word, being realistic is so close to being negative also. Because when people say to me, you know what, I want to be realistic, they're getting the border of negativism because you don't want to be overly realistic. You want to be positive. And that's the key thing is the getting away from negativism. By defining negativism, it's the opposite of charisma. A person with a constant negative attitude is depressing to be around. Their personality says to their life in general, others will avoid a person like that. There is no possibility of being charismatic when one wants to be around. Here's another thing. When somebody asks you, how are you? Even if you're not feeling good now, I'm not saying you should lie, but you should focus on what you could be. Say, you know what? Unbelievable. Now, that takes you out of being negative because it covers you both ways when you say unbelievable. Because even if you're not feeling too well, you're feeling bad, it's unbelievable. You don't want to be like that. The key thing is to staying positive is not that easy, but you can do that by focusing on getting out of the negative situation as quickly as possible. I get negative too, but I don't get negative for a long period of time. I have a goal to be negative only for 5 minutes, and then I get out of that state. So it's okay to be negative, but you just don't want to stay in there too long. It's like quicksand. It'll take you down. You want to get out of it quickly. The sooner the better. So the key thing I want you to put to work here is that being confident is being in a position of leadership. And I want to go over some key points on what you're going to do when you're becoming a leader. A leader is a person who actually attracts others. It's like being confident. Confidence is contagious. It's like having a cold. You can have a cold and attract other people to the cold as well. Confidence is the same way. One way to become confident is to walk faster. If you ever go to the grocery store for a loaf of bread or anything, don't just walk to normalcy. Increase your speed by 25%. I don't think you should run all the time, but one of the things that confident people have is they walk upright, and they go in the direction as if they're going with purpose. So action creates confidence, and one of the things to do is move faster, okay? The other thing you can do to create more confidence sometimes is to also read good books. When you read good books out loud, actually, that actually helps you build confidence because you're talking like the author who's already been successful to some degree. Make sure you're reading the right books, though, not something that's going to be negative. So content is being confident that you measure up to any test in facing in anything you have in life. You cannot consistently perform in a manner that is inconsistent in the way you see yourself. Very powerful. How you see yourself will dictate and how you produce actions. So put yourself in a position that is if you are already producing the results that you want. What would that feel like? What would that look like? What would be some of the things you would hear through your ears? People saying to you, hey, great job, John. Great job, Mary. What would that feel like? Hearing those kind of words. Resonate it in your mind already. Hear it in your mind already. That's going to make a big difference. 6 steps to developing confidence. This is very important. Establish your worth according to the senior system. What do I mean by senior system? Somebody that has higher values. Somebody who's got higher values. You've got to establish some goals to how to get there. Focus on building a positive relationship with people that are successful. So people that are successful, you want to build a positive relationship. Because when you go to them and say, you know what, oh, I have this pain, it hurts me here. Now, it's okay to give and gripe some of your challenges, but do it in a way that you say, what can I do to fix this? I know that other people have fixed their problem in this situation, and I want to be in their position as well. When you have knowledge or skill and the momentum that you have, confidence comes naturally. A leader with confidence is a leader who brings out the positive change in others. Look at it this way. Don't wish for things to be easier. Wish for more skill or go for more skill because skill makes things easier. In other words, saying, oh, I wish this was easier for me, this business, you know. Don't worry about it. In fact, it's okay if it's a little bit hard. Why? Because it eliminates competition. Think about it. If it was easy, everybody would do it. And you would have lots of competition, and guess what? It gets saturated. So therefore, you want to be in a position that it's okay to be hard. You want the wall to be a little bit high so that you can develop the skill, the muscle, the technique, the knowledge to climb that wall. Because not everybody is willing to pay the price. And here's the other thing I want you to think about. When you're building a business, paying a price comes in 2 ways. One way to paying the price is through putting out your time into it. And most people are willing to do that. They say, yeah, I'm willing to put in the extra time. Yeah, I'm going to work hard at this. But here's the thing about hard work. Hard work could mean that you find resources. Resources could mean knowledge. Resources could mean capital, right? That's one area that I find that most people, when they get hit that, I don't have the capital, they stop. They don't figure out hard enough on how they can find that resource, because that is one of the greatest resources that an entrepreneur has, is the ability to attract capital. The ability to attract capital. Because remember, when you put money into something, that is equivalent to, if not more equivalent to, than putting your time into it. Think of it this way. I just had the other person one day says, you know what, I'm going to build this business and I'm going to build it as an affiliate. No problem. The thing is, I asked him, what is the value of his time? I said, what do you think you're worth per hour? Well, I think I'm worth about $100 an hour. I said, great. If you're worth $100 an hour, would you do an activity that pays you $10 an hour? He goes, of course not. I said, because if you did, every hour that you spent that activity, you'd be wasting $90 an hour, right? You'd be getting paid $10, but your value is $100 an hour. So if you subtract those two numbers, it comes out to $90 an hour that you'd be wasting. So let's say you go online, you look at a website, you say, okay, I'm going to get traffic to this page. you spend time going on Alexa.com. By the way, that's one of the websites you should be going to, checking out the ranking of the website. Like, for example, put Google in there, it'll rank as a number one. And you check that out, the website, the traffic, how good it is and everything. And you see it's a good ranking. And it takes you all this time, half an hour, to do all of this. Okay, then you finally place your solo ad in there, okay, or you send in your link, whatever it is, how they ever want you to promote it, and you do all of this. So it took up maybe an hour of your time doing all of this. That's 1 hour you could have spent on what? Building your marketing instead, then focusing on something you could outsource that. So the key thing in becoming a successful entrepreneur is looking at leveraging your other people's expertise so that other people can do part of your job, so you can back away and focus on one main thing you could be good at, which is driving in quality traffic. So outsourcing all of that stuff is very critical. That's one way to become successful in a business. Is that one thing I've also learned is the art of management is to do nothing. Now, what I mean by that, the art of management is to have other people and other systems to do the work. Now, I would steer away from the word nothing. I would more say the art of management is to do minimizing your time on tasks that could be done by somebody else, or that your task that you're doing repeatedly every day that a system can take over. I'll give you an example. There are systems out there that when, for example, I've trained actually telemarketers as well, that when they make a call, there's certain things every minute they're duplicating every day, is punching up. And if they were to have a system like a dollar system that automatically calls the minute they hang up the last call, they would save so much time, enabling them to increase productivity. So look for systems like that that enable you to cut down on tasks that you're doing on a minute-by-minute basis. This will give you more time of the day to do more things you want, which is playing with your kids or traveling and do the things you want to do, go play golf, because otherwise you're going to be consumed in those type of tasks. So it's critical to have a business that does those kind of things. And one of the things a business should have, even if it's not on the internet, it has to have procedures in place. It has to have things that are done over and over again, already systemized. And the word system, by the way, I want you to write this down. This is going to be very powerful. It's S-Y-S-T-E-M-S, stands for save yourself time, energy, money, soon. And you're an entrepreneur, you're always thinking of ways to chunk your time, systemizing it, so that in the morning you do this. You have a morning ritual. You may have go out for a jog every morning between 7 and 8. Then you have your breakfast. Then you get on, do your task. Or you may even start your day earlier than that and maybe just have a quiet time, reading a book. And having this is all predicated on a system. And you put chunks of time during the day, what you're going to be doing. Because you need quality time. Because when you recharge your batteries, what happens at the time you're spending working is actually bringing you great results, because you're in the game, you're in tune. That's why in sports, why do you think they have baseball 9 innings long? Why aren't they longer than that? Why is a football game only 60 minutes and so forth? Because they know that that's the only time that you can really work hard and smart and be good at it. So the key thing in business, schedule chunks of time. Don't overwork yourself. Work hard at smart work. Work hard at smart work. So find out what is smart work and then work hard at doing that every single day. So I hope these nuggets help you. I'll talk to you again tomorrow. Have an awesome day. Be brilliant.